it's a huge deal because I think, you know, the folks at Progress MG and Duke are realizing that this is just a money pit, that it's a bad long-term investment, which we've been, we at the Florida Consumer Action Network have been pushing for years, and they're starting to realizing it. And consumers, after, you know, essentially years of outrage, have finally gotten through to them. So it's a huge victory for consumers, for ratepayers, both residential and commercial in the area.
And what will ratepayers see going forward? Will they see a reduction in rates? How will this affect them?
Well, the Florida legislature still allows what's called advanced nuclear cost recovery, which allows utilities, private utilities, to basically add a surcharge to everyone's bill in order to pay for certain projects like the nuclear power plant that was shut down. So they still allow this, but it's good to see that the legislature is actually taking a solid interest in this year and might be addressing this issue. We're hoping that they will prohibit nuclear cost recovery so that the ratepayers don't end up dumping, you know, essentially, you know, hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars into projects like the Crystal River nuclear power plant. Is nuclear cost recovery still an option for some of the public utilities in Florida? They might still see that surcharge there. Hopefully with this legislature, we'll be able to get that changed. It is an issue that's going up before, being addressed in Tallahassee this session starting in March. So if we can get them to negate that, to cancel out that, disallow that policy, you'll actually see some improved rates for millions of Floridians.
We're glad to see this finally happen. You know, nuclear power is touted as a renewable energy source, but the reality is that certainly the uranium mining is not healthy or renewable. It creates a lot of water impacts in the location where that happens. Likewise, here in Florida, the amount of water used, for example, in running a nuclear plant is huge. And in a time in Florida where our freshwater springs and rivers are, you know, being drawn down at a precipitous rate, we think that this is a wonderful turn of events for Florida environment. It also, hopefully, creates a space so that renewable energy and it can be better developed in Florida, so that the state and other municipalities can turn to renewable energy, truly renewable energy portfolio. So all in all, a good day in the Progress Energy Service area, or shall I say Duke Energy.